You see from the Gemaras, from Sochin, from Chulin, that there are many different makoros for the concept of Tam Ki'ikar. And Tosfos on that Tzayichas and Beis is going to be pilpuling with all these makoros. It's very important to see the Gemaras inside, isolate all the different makoros, which ones work, which ones don't work, and then hopefully when we get to Tosfos, we'll be able to plug it in appropriately. We know what Tosfos is going on. Tosfos is going on the Braisa that we spent 2 days on. That Zeu Heter Haba Mechlal Issa, that Zeroa B'Sheila, is an exception to the rule. There's a rule, and Zeroa B'Sheila is an exception to the rule. So we're trying to figure out what exactly is the exception. So we had many different approaches. Abaye said it's an exception. Well, first of all, the Kasha. The Kasha, the Gemara, was that we thought it's an exception that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Min B'Sheino Mino, B'Mashu. Min B'Sheino Mino is B'Mashu. It's not Batal. Zeroa B'Sheila is Batal. That's what the Gemara assumed. Abaye says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino lo batil, that's the rule. And Rabbi Sheila is min b'mino, that's the exception to the rule. Then we talked about other examples, Tosfos Akasha, that maybe the fact that you can be mevatel in Issa l'chatchila by Rabbi Sheila, that's the exception to the rule. Different cases of what's an exception to the rule. So Tam Ki'ikar, Rava is going to say that Tam Ki'ikar is the exception. That Rabbi Sheila is batel b'shishim. Some of Tam Ki'ikar B'Kodshim is different, whatever that means. It's a very complicated statement. Kodshim, Chul, it's a statement about Tam Ki'ikar. So part of what we're going to have to discuss within Rava is it really the same type of construct as the other answer the Gemara gave? Are we still assuming that Zeu Heter Haba Mechlal Issa means Zeroa B'Sheila is batel b'shishim? And in this other case, in the rule, not the exception, in the rule, it's even Asur B'Mashu? Tam is also b'mashu. Is that what Rava is saying, or is Rava saying something different? Right. That's a question. That's a question which we have to relate to in the Gemara in terms of the Hemshech. Is it a similar type of contrast, or is it a different type of contrast? We're going to see. Rashi and Tosfos are going to disagree about that. But before we get to that prat within the sugya, we first have to understand what tark is the marker for Tam Ki'ikar. So we spent a lot of time learning Zeroa B'Sheila. Zeroa B'Sheila could have been a makor for Tam Ki'ikar, but why is Zeroa B'Sheila not really a good makor min haTorah for the din of Tam Ki'ikar? What does Tam Ki'ikar mean? Tam Ki'ikar. That means that if you have a bliya of Isser in Heter, it's Ki'ikar. The Tam is Ki'ikar. That's the simple definition. There are many different types of Tam Ki'ikar. You know, till now we keep on thinking Tam Ki'ikar means I have two different things. I have, let's say, a piece of meat. A piece of meat of nevela that is thrown into a chalet. So the chalet is heter. It has potatoes, it has barley, it has other things. And then I have a piece of meat. What happens? The piece of meat sets forth the taste. Right? There's a plata, right? There's a plata of tam. There's a blia of tam into the potato. A plata of tam means some expulsion of tam from the meat. And that goes into the potato. Did the meat change its size? The Pasha Pshat is classical Tam Ki'ikar, the meat hasn't changed its size. It's the same meat, it's just, it gives forth juices, it gives forth Tam, but it hasn't really changed its size. That's the classical Tam Ki'ikar. The question is, the Ikar is still here. I'm going to throw out the meat. No one's debating the fact that I'm not going to eat the meat. Oh, but the problem is, the meat has now been mashpia on the Tarovis. So do we say that the meat is Ke'ilu in the Tarovis, Tam Ki'ikar? It's as if the Ikar of the meat is in the Tarovis, and that's a problem. Or do we say, no, that's a classical example. We'll see, there's another example of Tam Ki'ikar that some of the Rishonim have, that let's say part of the meat actually dissolved into the tarovas. It's not as big as it was before. Now that should be more common, because not just Tam, there's a little mamushus that dissolved in, but yet the Isser is not Nikar anymore. So we might treat that like Tam, even though that's like super Tam, right? Tam plus. Because it's not just that the platas tam is being mixed in, but rather mamoshes ha'iser nimcha besocho, the mamash from the iser melted into the tarovas, and maybe that's somehow more chamas. So we'll have to talk about that. So why is Zeroa B'Sheila not a good makor min haTorah for the concept of Tam Ki'ikar? Shalom. It's min b'mino, exactly. Tosfos on Tzadiches Amud Beis points out that Zeroa B'Sheila is really min b'mino. It's not min b'sheino mino. And min b'mino, even though there can be a transfer of lachos, Is there a transfer of Tam? Do we really talk about Tam Ki'ikar min b'mino? No. Because Tam Ki'ikar normally means that the Tam is nirgash in the Tarovas Heter. Right? These are very important points. Every point here is critical. Normally the Tam is supposed to be nirgash. It is true, midrabbanan, you still need shishim by min b'mino. Remember, we talked about that. The Rosh That's not because the tam is nirgash. That's because they make a gzeira otu min b'sheno mino. Even though min b'mino, the tam is not nirgash. And you really shouldn't need shishim. The chachamim should say rov is enough. The rabban and chazal say, no, you need shishim. Because we're afraid that if we don't require you to have shishim by min b'mino, you won't have shishim by min b'sheno mino. And that's going to be a problem because there the tam is going to be nirgash. It can't be batal b'rov. Okay, so that's a gzeira. But since rov b'shela is min b'mino, it's a strange makar. It's really just an asmach leva'alma, says Taisvus. It's not the real makar for tam keka deraisa. So we're still hunting. We're still hunting for the makar for tam keka deraisa. So let's open the Gemara Psachim and see what the Gemara Psachim says as to the source for tam keka. So this is a two-sided page. I cut out a little bit. I didn't want to photocopy too much. So it starts with the Gemara on daf mem gimel lamed beis. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yisurin sheba Torah ein hetem etzdarif le'izu chutz me yisurei nazir sherei amar Torah mishras. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says that there's this concept called mishras. Pasuk says v'chol mishras anovim lo yocham. Right? That the nazir is not allowed to eat not only grapes, but a mishras of grapes. Mishras. What does mishras mean? Sounds like a soaking, shriya. Mishra sounds like a shriya. There's a soaking of some sort. So comes Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, this is heter mitzdarif le'issa. Mishras is teaching me the concept of heter mitzdarif le'issa. Oh no, we were talking about tam ke'ikar, and now we confuse ourselves even more. Now we introduce another concept. Heter mitzdarif le'issa. Vos meintas heter mitzdarif le'issa. So you look in Rashi. What does Rashi say? He doesn't talk about nazir. He gives you a general case. You eat chatzi zayis chaylev, chatzi zayis basar. Chaylev is non-kosher meat, and basar is kosher meat. So you're eating a half a kezayis of non-kosher meat, but you eat it bevas achas. Ein heter mashlim as shir ha'isr l'chayvo chutz me'isurei nazir. The rule of heter mitzdarif le'isr, there's no din of heter mitzdarif le'isr in kol ha'tar kul except for nazir, because it says mishras. So heter mitzdarif le'isr basically means that if you eat a sandwich of isr and heter, right? Now I'll give a little bit of a different case than Rashi. Rashi talks about you eat chaylev, you eat basar, you're eating it together. So they're not mitzdarif le'isr to be the chukazai. So that's a person who eats a sandwich, right? He has a nevela sandwich, his bread on top, bread on the bottom, and he eats nevela. But the nevela is chatzizayis. But he has a chatzizayis of bread on the outside. So if you eat the full sandwich, heter mitzdarif le'isr would tell you that even though you only ate a chatzizayis of isr, it's awesome, right? You're chayiv for this because it's like you ate a full zayis. Why? We look at the ma'isa achila. Heter mitzdarif le'isr basically means you look at the ma'isa achila. If you ate isr as part of a ma'isa achila, because zayis, you can be chayiv for that ma'isa achila. That's what heter mitzdarif le'isr is telling me. And comes Rabbi Yochanan and says that's not true in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's only true by nazir because this rule of heter mitzdarif le'isr is learned from b'chol mishras anavim lo yocham. Right? There's a special pasuk by nazir that he's not even allowed to eat a mishras anavim. And the interpretation Rabbi Yochanan gives is mishras anavim means not tam ki ikar, it means that you're just eating them together. It's one ma'isa achila. That's all it means. So by nazir, you're not going to be chayiv, but by kol HaTorah Kulo, you're not going to be chayiv for this. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is a chiddush, actually. Tosfos is not happy with that. I didn't give you the Tosfos. But Tosfos feels that heter mitzdarif le'isr requires some kind of a belia of Isser into the heter. Maybe there's no tam ki ikar over here, but there has to be at least a little bit of a belief. If not, they're not connected to each other. What, you're just eating them as a sandwich? Those are two totally independent things. Then what's the havamina that should be a problem? Tosfos, if you have time, the bottom of the Tosfos, Dibur Masal Kaman, he asks on Rashi. He doesn't like that. You can look at the second to last line. Oh, the leperish hakunches tzarich lomer mikitzasu minay perish chatzis zayis esav chatzis zayis heter she'ena mu'rovim yachad. You know what? Whatever. It's picking up on the sugya. Let's not deal with this. The bottom two lines of Tosfos, what emerges that Tosfos holds that heter mitzdarif le'isr, there has to be some kind of a blia. It's not a blia that's going to be no sin tam in the item, but it's enough to say that there's a connection. There's some kind of a tarovis over here. But even without Tam Ki Iker, even without a Bliya that's no sin Tam, Hedrim Stafel Issa would say that there's still an Issa. Okay, so the difference between Rashi and Tosis is, does there have to be a Bliya between the Issa and the Hedrim in order to create the Din of Hedrim Stafel Issa without an Asinas Tam? Well, no, it's like a sandwich. There's no Bliya Bechlal, you're just eating them together. And what's Mitzarif them is not the two items themselves that they're Mitzurah, but rather the Maisa Achila is Mitzarif them. You're eating them together, so then you can be Chayav again. So this is one point, that from the Pasuk Mishras, Rabbi Yochanan wants to learn that Heter is Mitzarif the Issa. But not everyone's convinced. Others claim maybe we should learn Tam Ki Iker from Mishras. We'll get to it in a moment. Yes, Josh.
Does Tosfos say that Heter also only applies to Nazir?
That's the Gemara. He's just trying to figure out what the case is. No, Tos is saying even by Nazir you need a little bit of a Bliya. It's just not going to be Nosin Tam. It has to. There must be a Bliya, but it's just not going to be Nosin Tam. Meaning, if there's a Bliya, look, if you cook something. If you cook a cholent, right, and you have a piece of meat, so we don't assume that there's a bliya only on part of the cholent. Everything is going to mix around because there's a liquid. But let's say you have a little bit of grape juice, right, a little bit of wine that's touching a piece of bread, right? So it's not going to be niveling the whole bread, but the bread is a full piece. So the fact that there is a bliya that connects the two items, but you can't say that there's tam ki iker in the bread. There might be time to take a small part of the bread, but not in the whole bread. So if you don't have a shear of a kezias without being the star of the whole bread, then you shouldn't be chayav for that. Comes head to the star of the isser and says, no, once there's a connection between the isser and the head there, there is some kind of a physical connection. It's not just that you're eating it together in the same ice achila as a sandwich, but there is a connection. So if there's a connection, then head to the star of the isser tells me I can be chayav as long as I have a full kezias between the isser and the head. So if you'll turn over for a moment, the Gemara, after a little big give and take from Gimel Amid Beis to Dal Amid Aleph, it says, "V'hai Mishas Lahachi Yuda Asam." These are the last words on Daf Dal Amid Aleph. Then it goes on to Dal Amid Beis, and most of the sugya of Tam Ki Iker, the Erem Psachim is Amid Dal Amid Beis. But you need the beginning because you don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from Hetam Mitzarif LeIsser. Rabbi Yochanan learns that from Mishras we know a din of Hetam Mitzarif LeIsser LeGabi Nazir. In fact, the Gemara, V'hai Mishras Lahachi Yuda Asa, Hai Mibayle Lichet Atanya, Mishras Liten Tam Ki Iker. Mishras teaches me the din of Tam Ki Iker. It's by Nazir, but it's going to teach me Tam Ki Iker in Kol Tarkut. Shem Shara Novim B'mayim V'yesh Ben Tam Yayin Chayef. Ah, Shara Novim B'mayim. You soaked Anovim in water, now the water has the taste, the whole water has the taste of the Anovim. It's not just a little chelek, this is not Hetam Tzarif LeIsser, this is Tam Ki Iker Mamish. Right, that the water has the tam of yayin, so you chayiv for that. You cannot tadon lechol atarakula, and we can be down to kol atarakula from nazir. Uman nazir she'ein isuro iser olam. Listen carefully. Nazir is only a temporary iser. Why? Because let's say he's a nazir for 30 days, so he's aser in the grape juice, he's aser in the wine for 30 days. But afterwards, it's going to be hetagama for him. Right, so it's a big, it's an iser kal. If I was trying to say the Isser Nazir, the Isser Yayin for Nazir is an Isser Kal. It's Eini Sura Solom. The Eini Sura Israna. Yayin is not Asa Bahanat of the Nazir, it's Asa Bishtiyah, it's Asa Bahachila. The Eish Heter Lisur, and there is a Heter to the Isser. What's the Heter? Hataras Chacham, right? He can be Shoel on his Naziris. He can end the Naziris, he can talk Hazman. So there are three qualities that tell me that the Isser Nazir is an Isser Kal. Right, it's an iser zmani first of all, temporary iser. It's eino iser ana. And what's the third one? Yesh heter leisura. The heter leisura through hataras chacham. Okay, so nazir is very calm. Kilayim she isuro isur olam. Kilayim, that's isuro isur olam. You're not allowed to. There's no heter to the isur kilayim. Doesn't go away by itself. The isuro isanan. It is osubana. Pentupta shamaleya hazera shir tizros v'sakarim. Right. There is an isurana in kilayim. In kilei hakera. Right. Not all kilayim. Kilei hakera mamutavan. Right? In Kilei Akeren, there's an Isra now. Ve'ein heter le'isur, and there is no heter for the Isra. There's no way to be marked to the Isra. Ein odin she yaseh tam keika. So certainly tam keika should apply back your life. Ve'hu adin la'orla b'shtayim. And orla has two qualities that are more chomer than nazir. Which two qualities? So orla is an Isra hanah, right? It is an Isra hanah. It is an Isra olam. Right, Orla is an Isra Olam. It is an Isra Na. Is there a Heter le'Isura by Orla? Is there a Heter le'Isura? Is there Heter le'Isura by Orla? You can be Mater Orla. Yeah, there's a Heter le'Isura because not that the Peros Orla have a Heter. It's a very interesting line in the Gemara. The Peros Orla are going to be Asur le'Olam Void, Bahana. But in the fourth year, we know there's a concept called Neter Revai. Right? The fourth year Peros Amuti, you bring it up to Yerushalayim, it has like a Din of Maaser Sheni, so to speak. So the parsha of Orla has a heter le'isuro in the fourth year. Not these peros, other peros, but the concept of Orla does have a heter le'isuro. But it still is more chomer than nazir in two respects, right? It's not an issur zmani. It's an issur la'olam void. The peros themselves are an issur la'olam void. It is an issur hanah. So if the din of tam keker applies to nazir, then certainly the gabei Orla should apply. But just one second, we said we're going to be done from Nazir to Kol HaTorah Kula. We were done from Nazir to Kelayim and to Orla, but what's the Kol HaTorah Kula? The answer is Kol HaTorah Kula might not have all three Chumras over Nazir, but it certainly has one. Which one Chumra does Kol HaTorah Kula have over Nazir? Nevela, Chelev, Dam. Is it Asur v'Anah? No. Does it have a Heter Yisura? No. Right? So it's not Asur v'Anah either, it's like Nazir, but does it have a Heter le'Isura? No, it doesn't have a Heter le'Isura. Is it an Issur Zmani? It's not an Issur Zmani, it's an Issur La'olam Void. The Issur Dam is an Issur La'olam Void. It doesn't have a Heter le'Isura either. So Kol HaTorah Kula is like Orla and Kilayim. I'm not sure why the Gemara picked on Orla and Kilayim in Bedafka. Right? It could have said that Kol HaTorah Kula as well. The yisod is that Nazir is an Issur Kal. So because Nazir is an Issur Kal, if you see that Mishras teaches me the concept of Tam Ke'ikar, not Hetem Mitzdarif Le'Issur. If you see that Nazir teaches me the concept of Tam Ke'ikar, so then Kol HaTorah Kula, there should be a din of Tam Ke'ikar. Minatorah, because it's learned from Nazir. Right? Nazir, we're talking about Min B'Shein Omino, this is not Min B'Mino, it's not like Zohar B'Sheila. So we have a marker of Mishras from Nazir, the Tam Ke'ikir is Asa, sounds like it's a Daraisa. So from that you can learn to Kol HaTorah Kula, because Nazir is an Issur Kal, and Kol HaTorah Kula has Chumras over the Issur Nazir. Yes?
Why don't we learn Heter Mitzdarif Issur? What is that?
I'm sorry?
Why don't we learn Heter Mitzdarif Issur to Kol HaTorah Kula instead from Nazir?
So the Gemara says actually it's a machlokes tanaim whether we do that. You're saying what? Even Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if we learn Heter Mitzdarif Le'Issur from Mishras, it's only by Nazir, it's not by Kol HaTorah Kula. Why don't we do that? Uh-huh. Why don't we learn Heter Mitzdarif Le'Issur to Kol HaTorah Kula? It's a good cash, I have to think of that. Why don't we learn Heter Mitzdarif Le'Issur to Kol HaTorah Kula? The days in the Gemara, that from Gemara and days, they say that there are other things that have to add this mitzvah for Issa. Other things that have to add for Issa. We'll see. Maybe we'll see as we continue. Rabbi Yochanan certainly holds that Heter Mitzdarif Le'Issur only applies to Nazir. But Rabbi Akiva holds that Heter Mitzdarif Le'Issur is the Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's see. Let's go weiter in the Gemara, okay? So says the Gemara, you're telling me Mishras teaches Tam Ke'ikar? So hi, Hamani Rabbanan hi. The one who learns Tam Ki Eker from Mishnah is not the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan da Amak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan who learns the rule of Hetem and Starf Le'Isser from Mishras, he's going Alibi the Rabbi Akiva. Okay, let's read further. So, hi, Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva are we talking about? Ilim or Rabbi Akiva the Masnisin, the Tnan, Rabbi Akiva Amenoza Shishara Pito Biyayin, Vyesh Bolotarka, the Kezayas Chayin. There's a Mishnah that quotes Rabbi Akiva that a Nozer who soaks his bread in wine, and Yesh Bol Litzarka, the Kezayas Chayin, that you have a Kezayas. What does that mean? A Kezayas from what? The Gemara is assuming maybe Kezayas from Yayin and from Pas. Rabbi Akiva says that Hetem Mitzarif Le'Issa. If that's the case, Mimai de Mipasu Miyayin, Dilma Miyayin L'Chudei. It's not Mashma that you're being Mitzarif the Pas too. Maybe he means that of all the Yayin in the Pas, you can be Mitzarif and Kezayis, and therefore you're going to be Chayin. V'chitema Miyayin L'Chudei, but if we're talking about Yayin L'Chudei, that you're only going to have a Kezayis from the Yayin, Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Of course, it's like having Yayin separate, right? If he drinks a Kezayis of Yayin, right? If he drinks the revias of Yayin, or if he eats a kezayas of anovim, right? So he's going to be chay. So here too, if you mitzarif the Yayin, mitzarif the anovim, of course he's going to be chay. What's the shayin? Hakamash malan the afagav the tarobes. Ah, chish. See here, you're eating the anovim, but they're in a tarobes or something else. So you would think maybe the only time that the nazir is chay is if he eats a kezayas of Yayin, if he eats a kezayas of anovim, be'en. But if he eats it in the tarobas, somehow that's different. The tarobas weakens it. It's not such a chomer isser, and he wouldn't be chayim. But we still don't see from the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Akiva, heter is mitzarif le'isser if you are mitzarif pas and yayin. Maybe tak it's only yayin. Aye, what's the chiddush? Since it's b'tarobas, I think that you're not going to be chayim for it. Ela Rabbi Akiva the Brice. Tanya Rabbi Akiva omer nozeh shishor pito b'yayin ve'ochel kezayis mipasu miyayin chayim. Rabbi Akiva writes beferish in the Brisa that ochal kezayis mipasu miyayin. You have nozer shishar pita b'yayin. That's the classical example of hatam mitzarif le'issa. Someone quotes you a Brisa Mishnah with that loshen. Nozer shishar pita b'yayin. Shishar pita b'yayin is not a tam ki'ikar halacha. That means that he was shishar pita b'yayin, soaked it in the wine, but the wine didn't spread to everything. It wasn't cooked. It just got a little soaked. So that's hatam mitzarif le'issa. You got yisar and hatam together. According to Tosfos that we had before, it's good, right? It's not just a sandwich. It was sharp pita b'yayin, so it's actually nivla inside, so that would be hetem and starf le'isser going to everyone. So Rabbi Akiva, hetem and starf le'isser tells me that you're going to be chayiv if you have a kezayis from the heter and the isser. And that's what we learn from Mishra. It's not tam ke'ikar. Not tam ke'ikar. Not tam ke'ikar. It's talking an interesting kasha. Yaakov is... From the Gemara, it sounds like Hetem Mitzarif Le'issa is only done by Nozer. It's not a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. We're trying to learn Tam Ki'ikar to Kol HaTorah Kula. But Hetem Mitzarif Le'issa sounds like something unique to Nozer. Interesting. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Okay, but let's focus on the Tam Ki'ikar angle over here. What do we have so far? So according to the Chachamim de Rabbi Akiva, we have a marker for Tam Ki'ikar, that's the Tam Ki'ikar Daraisa. What's that marker? Not Rav Sheila, but Mishras. Like Mishras can be a marker for Tam Ki'ikar Daraisa. The Rabbi Akiva, Tam Ki'ikar Menole. Rabbi Akiva learns Hetem Starf Le'issar for Mishras, so what's his marker Daraisa for Tam Ki'ikar going to be? Yolif Mibasa V'Cholof. Oh, finally, we're coming back to Basa V'Cholof. Yalav min vasa b'chal. So far, how many makaros do we have for Tam Ki'ikar? So we had Zera b'sheila. That's just an asmach. Because it's really an intermina. We have Mishras. Who's that a makar for Tam Ki'ikar according to? Lefi Rabban and Rabbi Akiva, right? What is Rabbi Akiva going to say? So at first the Gemara says, maybe he learns in vasa b'chal. Maybe he learns from Basa B'chalav. Basa B'chalav is a classical example of Tam Ki'ikar. You have a Tam of Chalav and Basa, Basa and Chalav, and the Torah prohibits it. Lav time ba'alma huva aser hachanami loshna. Isn't that only a time ba'alma? And yet it's aser. So here too loshna. V'rabbanan mibasa b'chalav lo garmina dechidishu. The rabbanan say no, you can't learn from basa b'chalav because basa b'chalav is a chidish. My chiddush, ilayim adahayluchudei shari yubahadi adadi asir. So the first option, this is very important. We're going to come back to this on Kukhes. Maybe the chiddush of basa b'chalav is that each one is heted by themselves. Only together they become iser. That's a pretty big chiddush. We never really find such a case. Never find such a case that two things are mutter, but when you combine them, they become aser. It's a chiddush. It's like an explosion, right? An explosion. The compound is different than the individual parts. So maybe we would say it's true. No sin tam, right? Tam ki'ikah really is a halacha by basa b'chalav, but you can't learn to call it arkul because basa b'chalav is a chiddush. So zot the gemara, it's not such a chiddush. Kilayim is the same. Kilayim nami ha'iluchu dekoy b'ha'iluchu dekoy shariu b'hadad yosem. Kilayim also, each item together, each item separately, chita and sa'ora separately are fine, but when you put them together, then they become asim. When you put the kerem together with the zraim, so then it's asabano. Kilei zraim ataka muta b'achila, right? But kilei akerem are asabachila asabano. So kilayim is like basa b'chalav. So you can't tell me that ha'iluchu dekoy v'ha'iluchu dekoy shari, that's the chiddush of basa b'chalav, because in kilayim it also exists. Elodi toru lekula yoma b'chal b'shari boshele b'shule asar. No, the chiddush of basa b'chalav is that you need bishul. The Bishul Osra Torah tells me that dafka through Bishul do you create the Yisra Achila of Basa B'chalav. But if you soak it the whole day, even though we paskin midrabban and kovishes kimavushal, soaking does create some kind of a blia, it's not a Basa B'chalav daraisa, because it's not a Bishul. So that's the chiddush of Basa B'chalav. You need a Bishul as well. So even though Tam Ke'iker really is a din in Basa B'chalav, but it's a chiddush, right? So the Gemara entertained the possibility maybe Rabbi Akiva learns Tam Ke'iker from Basa B'chalav and it rejects it, right? It says no because it's a chiddush, right? What's the chiddush? Kol Echad Heta B'fnei Atzmo. That's what it wanted to suggest at first, but then it rejected that too. And then it says that Itar Le'Kulei Yoma Mutter, right? So that's not Tam Ke'ikah. So back to square one. Rabbi Kiva Nami Basa B'chalav Ad Achidishim. Actually, pardon me. We're not back to square one. This is trying to explain why the Chachamim don't feel that Basa B'chalav is a good mocker for Tam Ke'ikah, right? Gemara thought Rabbi Akiva could learn from Basa B'chalav. How are the Chachamim going to respond to this? The Chachamim require Mishras. Right, lefi the rabbanon, basa b'chalav is a chiddush, so you can't learn tam keikah from basa b'chalav. Okay, clear? Rabbi Akiva learned, the Gemara thought Rabbi Akiva will learn tam keikah from basa b'chalav. The rabbanon reject that. They say no, basa b'chalav is a chiddush. Forget about it. Yes.
Does tam keikah have to be a doraisa?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, according to Sefer Shalom, it's not going to be. But what we're trying to develop here is that from the Gemara Masachim, you get a very strong impression that it is doraisa. We're trying to collect psukim, right? We're trying to figure out what is the pasuk that's the mokah. We will see when we get back to Tzadiches that there are many rishonim, not one. Rashi might be one of them. Other rishonim who say the tam ke'ikah derabbanan. But we're going to have to answer all of these psukim, right? To try to figure out why these makar. I mean, the Gemara Psachim is standing on its head, right? To figure out what the mokah is. Why stand on its head? It's a dinder abbanan. Forget about the pasuk. Clearly, the Gemara is assuming that it's the raisa.
It was derabbanan.
We wouldn't have to learn from anything. Yeah. Right? That's a dinder abonin. Yeah. Chazal is saying, Tam Ke'iker, Altsa Gzeira, I guess, right? They're afraid that you'll eat the meat, so even if you get a taste of the meat in the Terovis, they're going to say it's going to be Asa too. That's a totally different halacha. That's Gzeira. The fact that the Gemara is trying to find Psukim that implies that Tam Ke'iker must be Daraisa, that's Tosis's big Yisod, right? That's Tosis Raya and Sariches. But you got to read the Gemara to appreciate. You know, that's such a raya. I mean, it's like it's black and white here. So what did the Gemara say? Rabbi Akiva learns Heta Mestayach Le'Issuf and Mishra, so has he no Tam Ke'ikah? So at first the Gemara suggests Basa B'chalav. Aye, the Chachamim, why don't they use that? Because the Chachamim think that Basa B'chalav is a chiddush. The Rabbi Akiva nami basa b'chalav adi chirishu. The Gemara suggests maybe even Rabbi Akiva holds basa b'chalav as a chirish. Ela yolef migiulei nochrin. Okay, this is the final makar. Yolef migiulei nochrin. What does that mean? So in Parshas Matos we have the parsha of Giulei Nochim, that when Bnei Yisrael fought against Midian, then they got all the kalim from Midian. We learned the halachas of Tvilas Kalim and Parshas Matos from there. All of the medals, the six medals, you have to be tovel before you use the kalim. And the Torah also says that you have to be magil the kli. You have to be magil or malabim. Kol davar asher yava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher. Right? Anything that's used in fire, you need libun for. And anything that's used in boiling liquid, hagol is sufficient. Right, but all of Hechsher Kalim is learned from Parshas Matos, from that discussion of Giulei Klei Midyan, Giulei Nochrim. So the Gemara wants to suggest Rabbi Akiva could learn Tam Ke Iker from Giulei Nochrim. What's the connection? It's a connection. The connection's obvious. What's the problem of using Kalim from a goy? Is there any Isser in the Kalim? They're clean. Right, let's assume you clean them. You're not going to want to eat Tarfus, right? So you clean the kli. So what's the problem? The problem is the belia, the absorption in the walls of the kli. That's tam ke'ika. So basically, the whole reason why you should have to be mashir the kli midyan is because of tam ke'ika. Because there's going to be a belia in the walls of the kli, and that's going to be no sin tam into your tavshil. So isn't that the best mocha, the tam ke'ika? That's what Gemara wants to suggest. Giulei nachrim. Giulei nachrim is a great mocha than tam ke'ika. Now listen to this rejection, okay? This is a little complicated. Giulei Nochrim lav taima ba'almahu va'asar hachanami lo shnav. That's the raya. We're talking in the pots, we're talking only about the blias of Issa v'heter, the blias of Issa, so that's tam. So you see tam ke'ikim. Either Abonon didn't learn from Giulei Nochrim. How do I know that? What did they learn tam ke'ikim from? What do the Rabbanon learn Tam Ke'ikah from? Mishras, right? They're learning Mishras. That word, you're going to see in Tosis, Tosis is going to mention Mishras. Without seeing the Gemara Pesachim, he's going to go, Mishras? What is that? Mishras. There are code words that you have to become familiar with in the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikah. So the Chachamim will learn from Mishras, so why don't they learn from Giulei Nochrim? Says Dr. Gemara, the Rabbanon Giulei Nochrim Nami Chidashu, the same Pizman. Giulei Nochrim is also a chiddush. The Chacham basically is saying we can only learn Tam Ke'ikah from Mishras because everything else is a chiddush. Bas B'chalak is a chiddush and Giulei Nochrim is a chiddush. It's all a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Giulei Nochrim? So listen to this comment in the Gemara. Da kol nosin tam lefgam mutter v'gamrinon minevela v'hocha asin. Nosin tam lefgam is mutter. We keep on saying Tam Ke'ikah is asin. You have a tam, that's no saying, right? You have a nesinas tam and a tarabas, that's us. But the nesinas tam and tarabas is only going to be us if it's no sin tam l'shvach, if it's good taste. If it's no sin tam l'fgam, if it puts a bad taste into the tarabas, it doesn't us. Why not? It's still a taste. It's a taste of Isser. Well, why is no sin tam l'fgam different? So the answer is it's learned from a pasuk. Nevela leger. Right? It says, "Lo sochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sherecha titnena v'achol." You can't eat nevela, but you can sell it to the ger toshav. The ger toshav, the guy who observes not a ger tzedek, the ger toshav who observes all of Zayin Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but he eats nevelas. You can sell it to him. He's mutter b'achila. It's mutter b'achila. It's mutter b'hanah. There's no problem. But you can't eat that nevela. So the Gemara darshins that it has to be a nevela haru'uya lager. To be also to you. Right, you sell the nevela to the ger, but from that we learn that when the nevela is also for you, it's a nevela haru'uya l'ger. You're not going to sell nevela to the ger if it's nifsel, if it's not roi l'akila. So in a similar way, nevela can only asa for the Yisrael, a belia of nevela can only asa for Yisrael if it's roi l'ger, if it's edible. If it's not edible, it's not going to asa. If it's no sintam lifgam, it's not considered edible, and therefore it's not going to asa for the Yisrael. So come the Chachamim and say, Giulei Nochrim is a chiddush. Why? Because what's the problem over here? It's no sintam lefgam. They use the kli. It's no sintam lefgam. So what could be the problem? It's not nevela ru'uya l'ger, so it shouldn't be an issue. The Rabbi Akiva, k'der Rav Chiya bar Rav Huna, the Omer, lo osur Torah l'kader bas yamim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's a chiddush, lo osur Torah l'kader bas yamim. The Torah only prohibited the kelim of the goyim, you only have to be machshir the kelim of the goyim by kederi vasyom. It's a chiddush. In a chanami, if it's kederos that were not used that day, right? If they're enam b'nei yomon, we assume that a kli that hasn't been used in 24 hours is no sintam of God. So in a chanami, there's no need to be magil to be machshir such a kli. Also, torah la kederi vasyoma. That means that they acid, the Torah acid, only a kli, where the tam is going to be no same tam le shvach. Right? It's not no same tam l'gam. It's not a 20, it's not a stale taste. It's not after 24 hours. So if the only kli that the Torah prohibits, that the Torah requires hechshir for, is keder bas yoma, so then it turns out that it's not a chiddush. Right? It's not a chiddush. We thought it was a chiddush. Right? That the Torah requires Hechsher, even for Kalim that haven't been used in 24 hours, even if it's no Sintam of Kam, you still have to be Mashir. That's a Chiddush, why should you have to be Mashir? As the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva will say, no. It's not a Chiddush, because the Torah only prohibits Keder Bas Yom, where it's no Sintam L'Shvach. If it's no Sintam L'Shvach, it makes sense that you should have to be Mashir, because if not, then the Bli of the Nevela, the Bli of the non-kosher food is going to be no Sintam into your food as well. So what are the Chacham going to say? The Chacham learned from Mishras. Why don't they learn from Geulin? It's not a Chiddush anymore. Lo asa Torah la Keder Bas Yom. Keder Bas Yom is nosen tam l'shvach. So taka, this is a great mocha for tam ki ikar. The Rabbana Keder Bas Yom anami lo efshad l'pog ma'purta. The Chachamim say, no, even a Keder Bas Yom, there's a little bit of a tam l'fgam once it gets nidla into the walls of the pack. Right, there is a little bit of a tam lefkan. So come lechachamim and say the whole din of Giulei Nochim is a chiddush, because you really shouldn't have to kasha, because there's a tam lefkan in the walls. Right, it's efshed lo pug maporta. It's efshed lo pug maporta. So even if lo asu Torah lekeder bas yoma, it's still a chiddush that you should have to be magil the klei nochrim. So that's why the Chacham don't want to learn Tam Ki Iker from Giulei Nochim, rather they learn from Mishras. Okay? These are the Makoros with Tam Ki Iker in the Gemara Pesach. There's a little bit of a Hemshech, if you read the whole Gemara, it actually continues to the next Daf. But this is the basic Gemara. So the Kasha, Yaakov, on the bottom of the Sugya, on that Mandala and Mabez, the Gemara is the Kasha that you asked. That if according to the Chachamim we want to learn from Mishras to Kala Tarakula, not just Nazir, that Litein Tam Ki Iker and Kala Tarakula, the Bekiva learns from Mishras, that Hetis Mustafa Issa by Nazir, so why not learn to Kala Tarakula? Let's talk of the Gemara's Kasha. It's after the bracket, so it's also to do today. I'm just kidding. If you want to look further, look at that Gemara, and it'll hopefully answer the Kasha that you asked. Okay, this is the basic sugya. Okay, the basic sugya of Tam Ki Iker is in Pesachim. That's the biggest sugya of Tam Ki Iker. There are multiple makaros, right? At least three makaros besides Rav Shaila. There's Mishras. It seems like that's how the Chachamim are asking. And there are two other makaros, and that is Basa B'Chalav or Giulei Nochim. And the Gemara basically rejects these two makaros according to the Chachamim because they say that they're both a chiddush. A chiddush, Bas B'Chalav is a chiddush for one of two reasons. Giulei Nochim is a chiddush because we're talking about Nosen Tam of Gam. Even if the din of Giulei Nochim in the Torah is talking about Keder Bas Yoma, it's still a chiddush because E.F. should lo pog maporta, it's going to be Nosen Tam of Gam even then. So that's why the Chacham don't want to learn Tam Ki Iker from Giulei Nochim from Bas B'Chalav, rather they're going to learn from Mishras. So the sugya of Basa B'Chalav, the chiddush of Basa B'Chalav, the back and forth, that also is found in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Ches that you saw. Okay, we're going to see that together, Mitzvah Hashem. But I think we've developed enough background in reading this Gemara and getting familiar with some of the concepts that I think tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will be able to hit the Tosis on Tzadi Ches and to try to begin the process of getting a strong Havana in the sugya of Tam Ki Iker on Daf Tzadi Ches. Okay, we'll stop over here with the Gemara. I'll just add a brief